Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Tes and Maseches Nazir. We're beginning, Baruch Hashem, a new perek together. Here we're going to continue to analyze the statements of proclamation of Nazirus. This perek will also be involved with that. I'm not sure what tally we're up to in terms of what number daf we're up to in Shas, because I'm zelcha to learn this with you from the Old City. And may Kedushas Yerushalayim spread to our Torah learning as well. In fact, it just dawned on me that Gzeres Shava Nazir, I am in the room which was used to be the Haidra building, is now the building of Nativ Aryeh, where the Nazir, Reb David Cohen, a Talmud Muvlik of Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, has had his furniture moved into this room after we returned to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, to the Kosel HaMaravi, and he was a Nazir. The Reb David Cohen was a Nazir, and the room that I'm sitting in is referred to as Lishkas HaNazir. So I guess it's appropriate. Daf Tesa Menal. Zok Deheilig Mishnah. Hareini Nazir min HaGregris u'min HaDvela. If a person says that he's going to be a Nazir from Grogris and Dvela. Now Grogris are dried out figs. Dvela are pressed figs. Now, up until now, we've spoken about someone who takes a Nazirus, where the Nazirus is going to be from grapes, from sediment, and so on and so forth. Generally, we don't think of figs as being part of the Isser of Nazirus. And that's exactly the problem here. If he says, Hareini Nazir, great, he's becoming a Nazir. What? Grogros of the Vela? Explains the Mefarish on the first line on top of our Ramad. Dikim and Omar Hareini Nazir Chal on Nazirus. Once he said, I'm a Nazir, the Nazirus is Chal. V'chiyadar v'omar min ha-grogros min ha-dvela, l'omar klum. But if he goes on and he says, from Grogros and Dvela, then it's nothing. Beishamai oimrim. So now you have two statements. One everything, the other nothing. Beishamai oimrim Nazir, u'beisol oimrim ein a Nazir. Beishamai says it's valid, u'beisol says it's void. It's not Nazirus. I'm reviewed the Afkish Amr Beisham Loy Amr El Ba'amar Harehain Olai Karba. Even Beishamai says that there's going to be Nazirus if he says that the Grogris and the Veil are going to be usher to him like a carbon. In other words, what he's doing is he's saying he's a Nazir. And then Rav Yehuda learns Bidas Beishamai that he's also adding on to himself an Isser of Neder of Grogris and the Veil. So then in such a case, you've got both. That if he made the neder of Nazir, and he also made a separate neder of Karbon on the Te'enim. The Gemara now mentions some of the explanations that we gave in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and adds more as well. Zok Deheilige Gemara, Hareini Nazir min HaGregris u'min HaDvela. If the fellow says he's going to be a Nazir from the figs, Beis Shammai Yomrim Nazir. Rabbi Shammai said he's a Nazir. Vamai asks the Gemara, Kol Asher Yasa Migefen Hayayin. Nazirus is not from figs, so therefore the Nazirus should not be Chal. Kol Asher Yasa Migefen Hayayin, Amar Rachmana. Answers the Gemara, Beis Shammai Savri Lo, Kir Rabbi Meir Beis Shammai, follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Da Amar Ein Moitzi, Adam Moitzi Dvarav Lubatala, that assumes that a person doesn't say silly words. The Mefarish gives us an example. If a person says the value of a kli is I'm taking upon myself, so then in such a case we understand that there isn't an erech. The Torah Kedosha doesn't give us an erechin. Yes, value there is, but erech kli alai, but erechin is not. And therefore, if a person says that, he must be referring to himself. He wouldn't be saying, Stam Dvarim Betelim. This is the opinion of Beis Shammai. And therefore, Beis Shammai will say that we'll reinterpret, as we had seen in our Mishnah, that we'll interpret Hareini Nazir, that he means to take Nazirus, and Grogris and Devela, we either ignore or we have Rabbi Yehuda's explanation. Ubeis Hillel Savri Lak Rabbi Yasi. And Rabbi Yisrael disagrees, and he says, Damen Begvar Dvarav Adam Nitpas. If we're not sure what a person means, we look at the end of the statement. And since the end of the statement is actually halachic silliness, because there's no such thing as Nazmi Grogu Nadvils, we throw the whole thing out. The Gemara describes this as Vahai Neder Upischa Imai. It's like a neder and an opening that's with it. Notice he made a neder and then he showed an opening with his conclusion, a minagrogus minadvila, that he's not serious. Ueshamai nami neder upischo inyohu. And Beishamai doesn't agree with this concept of a neder and a pesach with it that you throw it out. In other words, even if Beishamai doesn't consider it silliness, but at the end of the day, it is because it's batel according to Beisil because there is a pesach. There was a way out. He opened up that he wasn't really taking this nazirus. So even if you take Hareini Nazir seriously, but it's pischayimai. Ela, so the Gemara says, you're right, I need to explain Beishamai more than simply Eina the Moitzi Dvar L'Vatala. Because even if it's Eina the Moitzi Dvar L'Vatala, this is a neder pischa imar. Ela Beishamai Savala Karemi Meir, the Omar Eina the Moitzi Dvar L'Vatala. He holds that number one, a person doesn't utter it L'Vatala. V'kivan the Omar, Hareini Nazir, Havile Nazir. The moment he says Hareini Nazir, he's a Nazir. He adds minagrogers kikam and minagrogers minadvela lishule hudika asi. And when he adds minagrogers minadvela, what he intends to do is show regret about his naziris. Notice he started out saying naziris, and then he comes like sheila for a chacham lishule. Of course, we're familiar with from nedarim means to ask lishule hudika asi. Then is coming on asking on his naziris. Now we need another step. Why is that she'ela on his nazirus not work? In other words, let's just describe before we answer that question. Hareini nazir, he makes himself a nazir. When he says me'agrogres him in advolim, he means to say, oh, I'm not really serious about this. However, u'beishamai l'tamayu damra ein she'ela behegdish. Beishamai says that a person can't change their mind in hegdish. And you cannot say that if I had known that the implications of it becoming hegdish, I wouldn't have made hegdish, and therefore would be undone. The kimin de ain sheila ben hegdish, ain sheila ben nazirus. And just like there's no sheila ben hegdish, nazirus is a form of hegdish. One way of explaining that is we said that kadoshia, that the pasuk describes him as kadoshia gadol para, that it described as a kadosh, and therefore there are components of nazirus that are similar to hegdish. Ubeisil sariku Rabbi Shimon. While Beis Hillel will disagree, and he will hold like Reb Shimon, this not Reb Shimon Poiter Shelo Yisnadiv Kederech Hamisnadvin. This is a Mishnah in Menachas Anav Kuv Gimel Amid Aleph that if a person takes an oath and accepts upon himself to bring a Karban Mincha, but he says it in the wrong way. He says he's going to bring Harei Alai Mincha Min HaSeorin. He says that he's going to bring from barley. Now, the halacha is that when it comes to a Karban Mincha, you bring it out of not Seorin, but rather it's brought from Chitim. So what happens if the individual said the formulation right and wrong? Right, that he said Harei Alai Mincha. Perfect. A person could be Menadev and Mincha. But wrong because he said Minasorin. So here the Tanakhama says he just brings a Chitin, and Rabbi Shimon Poiter Shalei Isnadev Kiderech HaMisnadvim. He didn't dedicate, he didn't donate it the way one is supposed to. And therefore it doesn't have halachic significance. So too here, Hareini Nazim and Agrogris is not the way Kiderech HaMisnadvim, the way you're supposed to take Nazirus upon yourself, and therefore the halacha is that it's not a binding Nazirus. Tosis asks a sharp question on the first line on Tesam and Beis, which we are turning to, that Tosis says that you could have given a simpler explanation to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is actually the one who disagrees with Beis Shammai with Tos Behegdish. We had this earlier in the Darim on Ayin Ches, that Beis Hillel disagrees. So why did we have to go to another explanation of Shelo Kederech HaMisnadvin? Ayin Shem B'divrei Tosas. Turning on to Amud Beis. Masnisin D'lo Kehaitana. However we are going to explain the Nekudas HaMachlokis, however our Mishnah is not consistent with the following Tanya. This Tanya we learned in a Brayso, Rav Nosson Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim Nidar V'Nazir, Ubeis Hillel Omrim Nidar V'Ein Nazir. According to Rabbi Nosson, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel revolves around the following. Beis Shammai says that on the one hand, what he said about the Grogeris is a Neder, and the Neder is binding, On the other hand, he's also a Nazir. Ubeis Hillel Aimrim, and according to Rabbi Nassan, Beis Hillel is of the opinion Nedar ve'ei Nazir, that it is binding as a Neder, as a Grogeris, but it's not a Nazirus. Now this explanation of Rabbi Nassan fits neither according to Tanakama or according to Rabbi Yehuda, because both of their shitas are that Beis Hillel does not holds that there was no Isser as well as there was no Neder. However, Rabbi Nassan suggests that there is a Neder according to Beis Hillel. What exactly is the crux of the Machlokis according to Rabbi Nassan? Beis Shammai Savri lo k'Reb Meir u'k'Reb Yehuda. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. Tosus explains beautifully, seven lines from the top, that he holds like Rabbi Meir, Eino d'maitzi d'var l'batela, and therefore he's a Nazir. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's considered a Neder. Ubeis Hillel Savri, and according to Rabbi Nassan, Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel Savri lo k'Reb Yossi. Beis Hillel learns like the position of Rabbi Yossi. It says, Gmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. We had mentioned earlier that possibility, and therefore we take seriously what he says at the end of the words, at his end, the end of his words, Hareini Nazir Min HaGrogeris. Then that takes effect as a Neder on the Grogeris. Lishnachrini, others suggest, Amri La Rabbi Nassan Aimer. Some said a different presentation of Rabbi Nassan. Beishami Amr Nidar Ve'eno Nazir. That Beishami was actually opinion that the Neder took effect, but he wasn't a Nazir. Definitely different than our Mishnah. Ubeisil Aimrim Loi Nidar Ve'loi Nazir. Why would Beishami says the Neder takes effect? Beishami Kareb Yehuda. Beishami will follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that he was saying that the Te'enim is going to be usher on him like a carbon, and therefore it has a din neder. Ubeisila k'Rabbi Shimon, and Beisila follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that he was lo misnadiv k'derech hamisnadvin, that we had an Amud Aleph, and therefore it's not going to be binding at all. Period. T'nan Hasam, now that we had mentioned in regards to someone who takes a carbon mincha, but and says that he's going to bring a carbon mincha, but he says it the wrong way. He says he's going to bring a carbon mincha from Sa'orim, barley, even though normally it comes from chit and wheat. Hamarlai, mincha, lavi min asarim, yavi min achit. We learned that he brings from the wheat. Kemach, if he describes from flour, yavi solas. The halacha, of course, is that the carbon mincha comes from solas, which is more fine than kemach. Kemach is just regular flour. So he says kemach, you just ignore that, and he brings from solas. Shelo b'shemen, if he says not going to come with oil, it's supposed to come with oil. Ulavona, and the type of frankincense they put on top. Yiviana b'shemen ulavona. Chatzi yisorin, if he says he's going to bring a measurement of a half yisorin, that's not correct. He's supposed to bring yisaron yisaron. Supposed to bring a full yisaron. So yavi yisaron shalin. Yisaron u'mechza, if he says that he's going to bring Yisaron and a half, Yavi Shnayim, then he brings two. In other words, you don't bring a half, you either bring one Yisaron or two Yisaron. Rabbi Shimon Poiter, as we mentioned, Rabbi Shimon on that Sugi Menachos Kuf Gimel, is Poiter Shal Hisnadev Kederech HaMisnadvin. Asks the Gemara, in regards to this Machlokis of how to understand Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? Man Tana, who is the Tana? Who is the Tanakama in the Mishnah Menachos that says Dechi Omar, who is of the opinion Harei Alai Mincha Menasar Mei Menachitim? Who is that opinion? Amar Chizke Machloikis Shnuyim. It's dependent on the Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In other words, the opinion of Beis Shammai is that when it says Hareini Nazir, even though he includes Min HaGrogeris, even though that Shelo is Nadev Kederech HaMisnadvim, nevertheless, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that the Nazirus is binding. So that's the approach of Chizki of how to understand Beis Shammai. Who Beis Shammai he? And therefore the Tanakama is following Beis Shammai. Lav Amri Beis Shammai. Didn't Beis Shammai say Ki Amin HaGrogeris Min HaDvei Lahavi Nazir? Hachinami, kiyam min asarin, mevi min achitim. Just like we said, min agrogis min advelim. We ignore the fact that he was not misnadiv kederech hamisnadvim, and it's considered nazirus, so too. when he said Sa'or, and even though it's not Kederach HaMisnadvim, nevertheless you bring from Chitim. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan will explain that Mishnah in Menachos differently. Afilu Te'emet Divrei HaKol. You could even say that the Mishnah in Menachos is following the opinion of Beis Hillel. If that's so, then why does the Tanakhama say that he brings from Chitim, even though he said Sa'or? And doesn't Beis Hillel say that if you're not Mitznadiv, Kederach HaMisnadvim, it's nothing? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filu Te'emet Divrei HaKol. Ba'omer Ilu Yahisi Yedea Shein Odrin Kach Loi Noidrin Kach Noidarti Kach Elakach. In this case, by Menachos, it just was an error. He didn't know how carbon is brought. In contrast to Nazirus, everybody knows that Nazirus is not from Grovus with Simukim, and therefore Shalok Misnadev Kederach HaMisnadvim will be Ma'akev. It will make it that the Nazirus is not binding. Amar Chizkiya Lo Yishanu El Hashem Minasayirin. This halacha that we learn in Menachos is only if he says from Minasayirin. Avol Mina Adashim Lo Yimaisi V'lo Yiklum. But if he says Mina Adashim, then even the Tanakhama says it's nothing. So analyzes the Gemara. Michti Chizkiya Keman Moikim Lo Masnisin. Who does Chizkiya explain our Mishnah? Kebei Shammai. He's going according to Beis Shammai. In other words, we said that just like Min HaSa'orim, he brings the carbon of Chitin, then that is consistent with the opinion of Beis Shammai, who says that we ignore Min HaGrogerts and Simukin. So that's what it means, Michti, Chizki, Kaman, Lok, Lavis, Nisan, Ki Beis Shammai. He says that the Mishnah in Menachos is following Beis Shammai, Va'adoshim La Legabe Mincha. Adoshim vis-a-vis mincha, kigregris lagabe nazir dummy. Why do we say that when it comes to Adoshim, he doesn't bring anything at all? Because Adoshim is crazy. Adoshim is not connected to Menachos at all. In contrast to Seorim, so over there, Seorim is generally not the carbon mincha. However, there are times you bring for Seorim. For example, a Sota brings her carbon mincha from Seorim. A Chote brings his carbon from Sarim. So it doesn't, it's not outside of the ballpark carbon mincha. It's not the way a Nadava mincha is supposed to be. However, Adoshim lentils are never used for a carbon. So the Gemara says like this, Adoshim vis-a-vis mincha is like Grogeris to Nazir. You never have a Nazir who has an Isser on dates or on figs. So asks the Gemara, Adoshim gav mincha ki Grogeris gav mi Nazir dami. And yet we said that Adoshim, for sure, it's not binding as a carbon mincha. So too, grogeris should not be binding for nazirus as well, if he has that. Vika amri beishamei havi nazir. And we say, according to beishamei, he's a nazir. Answers the Gemara, hader beichizkia. You're right. Because of this, Chizkia was chozer, and he did not maintain the position that the machlokis in nazir, by a rainy nazir min ha-grogeris, is the same machlokis of harei olai mincha lahavi min ha-sa'arin. V'amai hader bay, but why was he chozer? Asks the Gemara. Amar Rav Masnisa Kishisei, because he had this question. My yuri detani min haseorin. Why does the case in Menachos say he took min haseorin? Listening min haadashim, it should say min haadashim. And in fact, that doesn't say min haadashim tells us that if he says min haadashim, then he wouldn't be chayav the carbon mincha, and that becomes a problem to Chizkiya because Adoshim is to a carbon mincha, like Grogeris is to Nazirus. Ella, Savar Chizkiya, Ki Kamri Beis Shammai Hasam, Ki Rebbe Yehuda. Chizkiya rather is going to explain Beis Shammai differently. Beis Shammai goes with the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda that there would be a valid neder if he spells out that he's taking the neder on the Grogeris like a carbon. So too, when it comes to Menachos. When he says, Harei alai mincha min ha-sa'orim, in a case of where he said the mincha min ha-sa'orim, then he's indicating that he's serious about this as a nedava. And the reason for that is because sa'orim sometimes can be brought as a carbon mincha. But it's true, if he would say min ha-adashim, so then in such a case, it would be entirely insignificant. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Min HaAdashim. Rabbi Yochanan says that the opinion of the Tanakhama is that even from Adoshim, he'll also be chayiv to bring a carbon mincha if he says that he's taking it from Adoshim. This is a new position of Rabbi Yochanan that we haven't been exposed to up until now. Asks the Gemara, "Var Rabbi Yochanan hu de Amar ba'Omer ilu ha'yis yedea she'ein nedrin kach loy nadarti kach." But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that a person would say that if I had known that this was not the appropriate way of making the nether, I wouldn't have said it this way? When you say Adoshim, it should have been obvious, because everybody knows that a Kar Mincha has not come for Adoshim. Answers the Gemara, Kach Elakach. Lidvarav de Chizkiyahu de Ka'amar. But he was speaking within Chizkiyah, you're right. According to Rabbi Yochanan, then if he said Minha Adoshim, so then in such a case, then you don't have the rationale, Ilu Ayisi Adea She'enru Kach Lo Nadar Tikach, which applies to cases of Sa'orim. However, he was saying, according to Shita of Chizkiya, Ludvar de Chizkiya de Kamra, at my time of Kohadris Bach, why did you, Chizkiya, change your mind, as we elucidated above, Mishum de Loktani Min Adashim, that the Mishnah doesn't mention Min Adashim, Dilma Lomi Bai Kamra, Lomi Bai Kimar Min Adashim, if he says Min Adashim, de Maisi Mincha Ma'al Yisa, then in such a case, he's bringing a perfect mincha. Why? That he changed his mind entirely when he said Hare Alai Mincha, and now he's changing his mind by saying Min HaDashim V'tafus Lashon Rishon, and we hold that you listen to the first statement, so all you're left with is Hare Alai Mincha. Eliki Amar Min HaSa'irim, but if he says Min HaSa'irim Vade Dachi Kamar, there we would take his words seriously. E kadsha kimincha sa'omer. If the mincha can have kedusha like mincha sa'omer, which is comes from sa'omer, e kimincha sa'ota tigdash. Ilolo. I might have thought that's what he's saying. Kamash malon, the chiddush is demesi min hachitim. He brings from chitim, and we explain his words that what he meant to say is arayelai mincha. And he was mischaret by saying Sa'orim, and will be tafus Lashon Rishon. So, Rabbi Yochanan now is arguing according to Chizkiya. The Chizkiya explained our Mishnah originally according to Beis Shammai in Menachos. In other words, our Mishnah in Menachos is following the Shita of Beis Shammai. And he was Chozer, Chizkiya was Chozer, because according to Beis Shammai, then even if Hanoder Min HaDashim, he should have been Chayiv. And Hanoder Min HaDashim from the Mishnah is Mashma, your potter. So here, Chizkiya gives a Svara that Tafas Lashem Rishon would apply to both of them. And I might have thought that would not apply to Min HaSa'orim. And the Chiddush is that it applies to Min HaSa'orim as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes today's daf. To review, we had in our Mishnah, Hareini Nozim min Agrogas and Advela Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says that the halacha is that if he says min Agrogas and Advela, he's not a Nazir. And we had a few explanations of why that's so. One explanation is that he Shaloh is Nadev Kederach HaMisnadvim according to Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai is of the opinion that there is no She'ela Behegdish, and whatever he says is binding. It would seem also that Beis Shammai seems to be holding, and this is what Tosis alluded to, that we don't say Shlos Nadiv Kederach HaMisnadvim, as well as some suggest that Beis Shammai is of the opinion Ein Adam Moitzi Dvarav Lebatala. The Gemara had a complicated discussion amongst the Amoraim how that relates to another Mishnah, where a person says Hareini Harealai Mincha Min HaSa'orin. Is that the same machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Chizkiya suggests that it is. Rabbi Yochanan suggests that it's not. And each one of them goes about explaining both Mishnayos based on their positions. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daftes in Maseches Nazir.